Boo. Hi. Oh, don't be scared. Don't be scared. I'm guessing you didn't read the sign. No trespassing, right? That's not there for decoration. Yeah. Living beside a haunted house doesn't really make things easy. I see how you got confused, but every year, it's always a little treat for the one person who takes a detour, ends up in my room. It's always nice when I get a little visitor. You'd be surprised how many people do it. But you're early. Yeah. I've been waiting all day for something like this to happen. A new friend. Someone that could have some fun with me for a little bit. Tell you, it's pretty lonely. But I enjoy it. All the screams. All the cries of terror. It just does something to me. Yeah. Well, don't do that. Don't do that. You're not going anywhere. Look around. There's no windows. Just this door that automatically locks. So, unless I was to put the code into the door, doesn't seem like you're going anywhere. Oh, and don't bother trying to call anyone. There's no service here. It's a heavily wooded area. You'd be lucky if you even got a bar. If you tried calling somebody, they would just not hear a thing. There won't even be a ring. Don't you want to stay here with me? Don't you want to keep me a little company? Don't give me that look. The sign was there. You decided to come in here. I didn't take you. I could have, but I didn't. I was just in here minding my business. And here you go, breaking in. This is all your fault. You have no one to blame but yourself. I know. You're probably thinking, what is she gonna do to me? And like I said, we're just gonna have some fun. Spend some quality time together. Get to know each other. Go ahead and have a seat for me. Yeah, we're gonna be here for a while. I think you should get comfortable. Right there. Not that one. That chair. Yeah, it's a torture chair. Automatically chains you in. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. So, as you can see, we are currently in my torture room. Yeah. But don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. Yet. I've been waiting to pull these out. Look at all these knives. Cute, right? I'd like to call my collection pretty impressive. You're not into that, are you? I know some people like knives, things of that nature. Pain, really, but You'd be surprised. I've had a lot of victims that actually enjoyed it. I think you would too, but I figured I'd get to know you first. This kind of thing isn't fun when it's rushed. I like to take my time with everyone that I encounter, hear their stories, and just bring us closer together. I feel like you should have some sort of intimacy with somebody that you're spending your last moments with. Oops, did I let that slip? Last moments. This is gonna be so much more fun for me than it is for you. I promise. I'll try to make it worth your while. Give you the time of your life, I guess. This one is my favorite. You see how sharp it is? All of the etching, it's beautiful. Whoever made this is definitely an artist. So detailed. Probably spent days on this, maybe even weeks. So much time on this. Perfection. I like this one because it cuts through just about anything. I'm just getting closer so you could see it. You like this one, right? I know I do. Speaking of which, nice costume. Where'd you get it? What are you supposed to be? Your costume, what are you? Can't really tell. You look pretty normal. Oh, really? I should look into that. I figured I should start dressing up. Never really been into the festivities, you know. Feel like it's really time consuming. Halloween itself, it's a bit dark, if you really think about it. Not just the history of it, but just a bunch of people dressed up as someone that they aren't. Masks. So many disguises. They could do just about anything if they did it right. And that's where I come in. No costume, no gimmicks. Just precise work. Yeah. I guess you can call this one of my hobbies, but everything you're wearing right now, as nice as it looks, I'm gonna cut all this off. Pressing the knife against your chest. Better. Now I can see you. Relax. It's just your shirt. Oh no, I cut you a little bit. I'll patch you up later. I'd hate for this to get infected. What's that? You want to know my story? I'll save you the details, but long story short, I actually used to work at this haunted house, and one night I came here. I was by myself. I just needed a break. I just wanted to get away from all the screams. It's pretty loud. You know, you get a headache after a while. Everything actually looked different. This was actually a really nice house. So I came in. It was for sale, and there was nobody here. I figured I would just take a minute to think. The next thing I know, I'm unconscious, and when I woke up, I made the decision that that would never happen to me again. When I woke up, I had nothing on. I was in pain. I had cuts everywhere. And from that moment on, I was determined to find out who did it to me. It took a while, but I found them. And let's just say I made them pay. But before I did, I just wanted to know why. Why they did it to me. What possessed them to just hurt me like that. Why they let me live. And for the life of me, I couldn't get the answer out of them. So, I guess you can say my emotions kind of got the best of me that night. And I figured I could just do the same thing. But it wouldn't be a senseless act, no. I figured I would get to know every single victim. He was a really nice guy, or so I thought. Offered me food, a drink. Next thing I know, I was unconscious. Sometimes I wish that he actually killed me that night. And I guess in a way he did. I haven't felt anything since that day. Besides the short period of bliss every Halloween when somebody comes here. Just like you. Any other questions? Good. Now stay still. Any wrong move, and I can cut you. We don't want that. No. Mm-mm. You look so scared. Everything's gonna be okay. Okay? Look at me. You're gonna be just fine. As long as you follow directions, okay? Good girl. See? You're learning already. There. Let's get those legs spread. You're okay. You're okay. Just moving the chair a little bit. Oh my gosh. Look at how wet your pussy is. Why are you the sweat, baby girl? Don't squirm. You like it when strangers cut all your clothes off and touch you? Dirty little girl, aren't you? It's the knives, isn't it? That's your thing, huh? You like this one? I love it because the handle is long and thick. It's completely smooth, so it won't hurt anyone. I can even cover the blade. See? Why? So I can do stuff like this. Here, open up that pretty little mouth. Don't make me hurt you. I don't want to hurt you, sweetie. See? Look what you made me do. Look at what you made me do. When I tell you to do something, you listen. You hear me? You understand? Good girl. Now open wide for me. Stick your tongue out. Swallow. Good girl. Now suck on it. Just like that. Oh my gosh. You're a pro at this. Is this what you do in your free time? I don't care if you're gagging. You breathe when I tell you to. Breathe through your nose if it's that bad. All the tears rolling down your face. You're so pretty. There. You can breathe now. You're a mess. You've drooled all over yourself. Wow. And you made a mess. Your pussy's just dripping all over the seat. Open your mouth. Open. Open. Taste yourself. Here, suck on my fingers. Disgusting slut. You're into this, huh? Oh, look at your little nipples. Just grabbing them. They're so hard. It's not that cold in here, is it? I mean, mine are fine. Tells me you're just turned on, huh? So cute. Just grabbing your breasts. Put one in my mouth. You like that? What was that? Was that a tummy growl, sweetie? Your tummy's growling? Are you hungry? Yeah? I have just the thing for you. You see these two steps? Guess what this is for? Aw, you don't know. I guess I just have to show you then, right? See, when I pull these down and move it. Right? Behind your head. It makes it really easy for me to just sit on your face. I'm not wearing any panties under this little skirt either. Look at me. You try anything stupid and I'll slit your throat. Got it? Good. Tilt your head back for me. Good girl. Let me get into position. Just gonna grab a handful of your hair. Stick your tongue out. Go ahead. You know what to do. My gosh. Fuck. You've done this before, haven't you? Fuck. Keep doing that. Flicking my clit with your tongue. Oh my gosh. Oh. Suck on it. Be a good girl and suck on my clit. Oh my gosh. Good fucking girl you are. Okay. Oh my gosh. You look relieved. You didn't make me come. Wipe that smirk off your face. I'm just getting started. Here, let's lean your chair back a little bit. Move this out the way. I want your legs up in the air while I eat you out. Be a good girl and ask me to eat your pussy. Yeah, I want you to beg. Go on. Say please. Please eat my pussy. You pathetic little mess. How does that hurt? When I slap your pussy like that? Huh? Oh, it hurts, doesn't it? You should get used to it. Oh my gosh. You're so wet. Just rubbing my hands up your legs. Feels good, doesn't it? I should mark you, huh? Take this knife and just carve my name into your body. How does that sound? You don't look too happy about that. It's just a knife. Don't tell me you're scared of knives. I thought you liked them. Don't you like them? I mean, look at it. What can it do? This one's not that sharp. So I like rub it on your inner thigh like this. If you move, I'll cut you. Just dragging the blade down your leg. Have you ever heard the phrase, death by a thousand cuts? I've always wanted to do something like that. That guy I told you about, that's how I handled him. One little cut every time he squirmed. I should do that to you too, huh? No. Oh, sweetie, stop crying. Stop crying. I could give you something to cry about. Is that what you want? Huh? Slap your pretty face. You don't want me to, huh? I will. I will. I want you to keep a smile on your face while I do this. Got it? Good. Good girl. And tell me you don't want me to cut you. Say, please don't cut me. Go on. You can do it. Say, please, please don't hurt me. Oh. I'm gonna do what I want. Oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun with you. Here, I'll put the knife down. How's that? Good? Good girl. Now I'm gonna eat your pussy. I want you to come on my tongue, okay? Kissing on your inner thighs. Maybe even leave a little bite mark, huh? Drag my tongue on the lips. I can't hold back anymore. You taste so good. I'm gonna stick a finger in. Fuck. And you're so tight. Does that hurt, sweetie? How about two fingers? It's okay, it's okay. Here, suck on my fingers a little bit. Get it nice and wet. There we go. Atta girl. Oh my gosh. Hey, don't hold back those moans. Don't you dare hold back those moans from me. Curling my fingers. Feels good, doesn't it? I can make you come just like this. because he's just tripping all over my hand. Let the rest of you come off my fingers. Oh, sweetie. Are you about to come? Uh-huh. Come for me. You can do it. Come on. Good girl. Good girl. Oh, my gosh. You know, I like you. I don't say that often either. You might be a little defiant, but you come around. It's fun to play with you. It really is. As a matter of fact, I want to remember this. I really do. I should record this, shouldn't I? So everyone can see. You don't want that. No. You don't want everyone to see how nasty you are. All the dark shit that you're into. Let me get the camera. You see it? Has high resolution. So every little drip on your pussy, it's gonna catch it. Okay. I'm gonna free your hands, all right? Don't get excited. Your shoulders are still gonna be restrained. I'm only gonna do one hand. You're gonna play with yourself while I record you. There we go. Go ahead. Play with yourself. I want you to rub your clit. Little circles. Whatever you have to do to make yourself come. Do it. I'd hate to have to hurt you again. Good girl. Here we go. Just like that. Smile for me. Smile for the camera. Come on. Go ahead. Now tell the camera how dirty you are. Say how much you like trespassing in people's houses. Walking through the woods by yourself. How you just made a mess all over my seat. Go on. I want you to say it all. Say how pathetic you are. How much you love this. Tell the camera how much I own your body. How just listening to my voice makes you come. How about a little picture? I could keep it up on my wall. I think that'll be really pretty. Here, spread your pussy. Yeah, like that. Your fingers. Now smile. There we go. Perfect. I'm gonna frame this. What color frame should I use? What do you think you're doing? I never said stop touching yourself. If you stop again, I'm gonna hurt you. Now continue. Oh, baby, are you almost there? That's it. That's it. Now stop. Don't touch yourself. Move your hand. That orgasm is mine. You don't get to come until I tell you to. This isn't your body anymore. It's mine. All of you. It's my property. You're my little toy that I get to play with. Better yet, I'm going to make it really hard for you. How am I going to do that? Aside from the knives, I have some toys. So I'm going to let you pick, all right? There's this one. This one's going to go inside of you. It is. And then there's this one. It's a vibrator. Just put it up against your clit. And voila. You're terrified, aren't you? But before I do, let's go ahead and get this arm back in this. There we go. There we go. Nice and pretty. Okay. Placing this on your clit. There. You ready? I didn't think so. Hey, shh. Keep it down. Keep it down before I have to go get a gag. Feels good, doesn't it? Let's turn it up a notch. Oh, it's too much. Is it too much? Your leg's shaking. No thoughts in that little head of yours. All you're thinking about is how bad you want to come. You come when I tell you to, okay? You say yes, ma'am. Slap your pussy again. It hurts, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You can handle it. Let's put this back on. Use your manners, or I'm going to keep stopping. Better yet, I'm going to turn it all the way up. There we go. Just lifting it off your clit and putting it back. It feels like someone's sucking it, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You see the camera? Are you just smiling it? Yeah. This nasty little girl you are. Tell me how badly you want to come. I want you to beg me to stop. Even though you know I'm not going to. Yeah, keep going. Louder. Louder. Are you about to come? Your legs are shaking. I think you're about to come, baby. Uh-huh. Nope. Oh, you just want me to go ahead and get it over with, huh? You know, usually I'd probably finish you off right now, but oh, would you look at the time? Have some business to tend to. So it seems as though you're going to have to sit here for the rest of the night. Be lucky, because usually, you know, this is the part where I put you in a little bag and hide you from everyone. Starting to dig a hole in the backyard. So be grateful. I'm going to leave you like this. Legs spread wide open. The camera recording you. I'm going to put this gag in your mouth so you don't try anything stupid while I'm gone. Here, open up your mouth. Good girl. Oh, you look even prettier like this. I like you.